It's now again. Welcome back to Mindful Deconstruction, your daily mindfulness training session, specifically for people that are in the process of deconstructing their faith. My name is Jeremy West, I'm your host, and today we're diving into a question that sits at the heart of deconstruction. How can I develop a personal moral framework outside of religious doctrines? For many of us, religion provided a clear structure for morality. A set of rules that dictated right from wrong, often tied to a divine authority. Leaving that framework can feel like stepping into uncharted territory, raising questions like, what is good without religious guidance? How do I make decisions that align with my values? Am I still a moral person? Let's explore how mindfulness can help you build a moral framework that feels authentic and grounded in your values. Religious doctrines often provide an external validation for morality, a sacred text, a community, or a higher power to define the rules. When you leave that system, the responsibility for defining morality shifts inward. This might feel daunting at first, but it's also liberating. Instead of adhering to rules imposed by an external source, you get to explore what truly resonates with you. Think of it as designing your own compass. You're not throwing morality out the window. You're creating a framework that aligns with your authentic self. First step is to reflect on your core values. Core values are the principles that guide your decisions and interactions. These might include compassion, integrity, honesty, or fairness. Start by asking yourself, what kind of person do I want to be? What do I admire in others? What values make me feel fulfilled and aligned with my authentic self? And to find your top value, you might ask yourself a question that has resonated with me ever since someone asked it to me a couple of decades ago. That is, if you could bring more of any one thing into this world, what would it be? If you could bring more of any one thing into this world, what would it be? Write these down. Mindfulness can help here. Sit quietly and reflect on moments when you felt proud of your actions or deeply connected to others. What values were at play in those moments? The next step is to embrace empathy and compassion. At its core, morality often comes down to how we treat others. Empathy, the ability to understand and share the feelings of others, becomes a key part of your new framework. Mindfulness can help you cultivate empathy. During your meditation practice, bring to mind people you interact with and ask, how might they be feeling? How can I respond to them with kindness and understanding? This practice not only helps you connect with others, but also reinforces the value of compassion in your moral framework. The next step is to practice mindful decision-making. Without a predefined set of rules, making moral decisions requires self-awareness and intentionality. Here's a simple process you can use. 1. Pause. Before acting, take a mindful moment to breathe and center yourself. 2. Reflect. Ask yourself, does this action align with my values? 3. Consider impact. How will this affect others and yourself? And 4. Act. Make a conscious decision based on your reflection. Over time, this process becomes second nature, helping you live with integrity and clarity. Now, the next step is to reframe mistakes as learning opportunities. In religious contexts, morality often involves fear of judgment or punishment. Outside of that framework, mistakes become opportunities for growth rather than failures. If you act in a way that doesn't align with your values, practice self-compassion. Mindfulness teaches us to observe our thoughts and feelings without judgment. Ask, what can I learn from this? How can I make a different choice next time? Remember, morality is not about perfection. It's about striving to live in alignment with your values moment by moment. And I'm reminded here of something Michael said in the hit TV show, The Good Place, which if you haven't watched it, is an excellent comedy. It's a silly comedy at the same time as it's a very real exploration of ethics and morality. I highly recommend watching the whole series and binging it from front to back, maybe over 8 sessions or something. Anyway, it's split into each season is split into two very defined parts, the first half and the second half. So 8 sittings would be perfect, in my opinion. But that doesn't matter. The point is, Michael, who's in charge, says it doesn't matter that you get things right or perfectly. It matters that you're better than yesterday. Imagine you're a sailor navigating the open sea. In the past, you relied on a lighthouse, a fixed point provided by religion to guide you. Now, the lighthouse is gone. It's scary at first, but over time you realize you have tools: the stars, your compass, and your instincts. These tools represent your values, your empathy, and mindfulness. They allow you to navigate life with confidence, even without the lighthouse. The next step is to surround yourself with ethical role models. Community plays a crucial role in shaping our moral frameworks. Look for people or groups who share your values and inspire you to grow. This might mean joining a mindfulness group, engaging in volunteer work, or simply spending time with individuals who live with kindness and integrity. Developing a personal moral framework isn't something you do once and forget about it. It's an ongoing process of reflection, learning, and growth. As you navigate this journey, mindfulness can be your anchor, helping you stay present and connected to your values. That's it for today's episode of Mindful Deconstruction. If this resonates with you, take some time today to reflect on your values and consider how you want to incorporate them into your daily life. And if you enjoyed this episode or found it helpful, please consider rating it and sharing it with others. If you have any questions or thoughts to share, feel free to reach out at jeremywest.net. Until tomorrow, stay present, keep practicing, and remember, it's now again.